There's that wonderful story of Baba saying he didn't know Sanskrit. Yeah. Was it the Sahabas, I think? 54?
I forget now. But this episode, we were at, I forget now, which airport was it? Rome airport, I think. And I think we had to climb steps somewhere. Baba wanted to go for a cup of tea or coffee, whatever is served there in Rome. He is climbing the steps. We are there. He is ahead a little bit, one step ahead, and I am at the back of him. And somebody taps me on the back. So I turn to a stranger. I says, does this man know Romanian? So Baba immediately turns back and says, I know Romanian, but I don't speak Romanian. That's what he said. And for years together, it was a dilemma to me. What is it? What does he mean by it all? So then we receive a letter in 1968, Baba having spoken in pure Bulgarian. Have you heard that letter? And this happened which year is that?
1968, December 13th.
Just imagine, it took how many years? 15 years to bring home to me what he had said. It is always like that. At the time when it happens, mind is there, it flares up and says, is that so? Is that so? What does he mean? I know that he doesn't know Romanian and all that. He doesn't know this, he doesn't know that. But then, at the end of the 15th year, almost, well, it is his grace that he clears all these cobwebs. What was the clearance? Just let us hear the letter. Out of the blue comes this letter. What is it? Read it right from the top
from
to the
Boris
bottom.
Boris Georgiev, December 13th, 1968.
Remember, 68 December. He passed away in January.
Excuse my ignorance. I do not know how to address you properly. I am sure that you know about me and that what I will tell you is not new for you. After much reflection and hesitation, I have decided to communicate first with you, since from what you will read, you will see that I have some justification. I have been in the United States since December 1st, 1967. I was born July 18th, 1927 in Sofia, Bulgaria, where for 23 years I experienced all the horrors and difficulties that people have who are characterized as enemies of the state. In addition, I was accused of having taken part in sabotage, as a result of which the death penalty was demanded for me. Later, it was proved that I was innocent, but that did not ease my situation. I first quite tangibly observed help from, quote, invisible helpers, unquote, when illegally escaping. They conducted me, together with my wife, across the frontier in the daytime at 2:30 p.m. on a bright sunny day through wire entanglements among mines and heavily armed guards. When I arrived in the United States, I began to work, but on July 19th, I fell down the stairs and my spinal column was injured and my left arm atrophied. I was immediately operated. 2 months later, my wife underwent a very complicated operation for a tumor. Medical care here may be the first in the world, but at the same time, it is terribly expensive. Thousands of dollars are needed for one not very complicated operation in medicine. A few days ago, I was told that I would soon have to undergo the same operation again. This was truly a very great trial for me. Then, unexpectedly, there occurred what is actually the subject of this letter. I don't know whether to call it a miracle or a vision, and if I had not been fully conscious, I would not have believed it myself. During the night of November 26th, 27th, I was awakened by a strange noise. The next moment, the room was filled with a blinding light, in the center of which I saw a completely normal human figure, which pronounced in pure Bulgarian, "Do not fear. Do you recognize me?" "Yes," I answered mechanically. "You are Meher Baba." I must confess that I had known nothing about the bearer of that name, although it is true that about 4 months ago, I merely heard it pronounced without any other details. What led me to answer immediately, I thus can still not understand. The human figure with a kind glance and meek words continued.
Please read it again. That's
all. Okay. I must confess that I had known nothing about the bearer of that name, although it is true that about 4 months ago, I merely heard it pronounced without any other details. What led me to answer immediately, I thus can still not understand. The human figure with a kind glance and meek words continued, "Believe firmly, I shall help you." It became dark again. I heard the same strange noise, which also awakened my wife. She found me in a state of feverish excitement, which lasted 2 days, like a frenzy or trance. All this impels me to see a means to get in touch with you. I now already believe deeply that you will help me. I will joyfully wait to receive your instructions. My greatest hope is, if I can, to be of service to you. Yours sincerely, Boris Georgiev.
So that put an end to all that.
December 13th, 1968.
He gives the address also.
Yeah, he gives the address. Yeah. It's Roque by Berrytown, New York, 12507 USA. Anybody know the street? A Bulgarian gentleman.
Baba did, I read this letter out to Baba. Baba did send a reply, dictated to me, saying that yes, the unseen help that you had received, I was the one who helped you. I continue to help you. Believe in me. Read God Speaks.
Have you heard from this man again?
No.
Never.
Afterwards, Baba passed away and we haven't heard it. So he wrote in December, no?
Yeah.
December. And then we must have received it in 15 days' time. And I did remember having read the letter out. And that's the end of it.